Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's review is Adventures of Pip by TikTok Games. And I'm just going to read a synopsis of you from their very own mouse. Adventures of Pip revitalizes the classic side-scrolling action platform genre. Pip, the ultimate digital underdog, is a lowly single pixel in a 32-bit world. See, I can't even talk right now. Who proves that you can judge a hero by the fidelity of his shaders during the game. Pip gains the ability to evolve and grow by absorbing pixels from his fallen foes. Those same pixels can then be used to blast through environment puzzles and enemies, de-evolving Pip back to a single pixel. Players will explore 5 stylized worlds and experience up to 10 hours of epic game adventure, saving Pip's village from the evil queen Derezia. So, I just like that name, Derez, you know, it's pixels, and you're dealing with pixels. Derez, get it? What do you know? But I was super stoked to get my hands on this game. TikTok Games did a fantastic job putting this game together. So my first impressions, as you know, that we do on reviews, this is nice and quick and dirty, and let's get it done. So first impressions, love the art style of the game. I can't get enough of it. It was fantastic. You get that classic platformer feel from back in the day, go all the way from, to 8-bits, a single pixel with Pip, and then you boost it up a little bit more past that. It was fantastic. I just loved it. And I love the concept. The concept of being able to evolve and de-evolve your character from a single pixel up to, 32 pixels and it's just bits, and it's just fantastic. I really love that, so what can I say more than that? So starting the game, I started playing the game on the PC first, because it's available for the PC and also for consoles, but I started playing on the PC, and I started playing with a keyboard. So I had a hard time enjoying the game with the controls, where the buttons were and pressing the buttons at the right time. It was really awkward feeling. But then I decided, I'll plug in my controller, and wow, whew, did that make a difference for me anyway. It definitely made the game. So once I had the controller, the game just became alive. I was, able to execute the moves more fluidly rather than with the keyboard and everything. So, so I would definitely recommend using a controller if you're playing on the PC. This game is the best platformer I've played in a long time. I also played it on the Wii U, and it's a fantastic experience as well. And my 8-year-old son loves playing the game, which is a huge bonus for me, because being able to play games with him, just makes the game more enjoyable for me. And I'm sure it is for any of you that playing with your friends or your kids. And so, if you love platformers, you gotta get this game. I mean, I ought to reach through this microphone and digitally smack you in the face if you haven't even heard of this game or haven't picked up this game and you are a platformer fan. Shame on you! So go check it out. The gameplay, it feels like a classic platformer, which is why it appealed to me. I love platformer games. However, it does offer its own twist on things with the evolving and de-evolving from your different pixels, and you have to use those in solving the puzzles so you're forced to switch from the different, single pixel and then boosting up, and it's fantastic because you're jumping in the mid-air as one, as your 8-16 pixel guy, and then you explode and you have to, then switch to your little single pixel so you can get through small areas. It's fantastic how they did it, and they did a very good job. So it runs very smooth, and you'll find yourself lost in the game for longer than you were planning on playing it, so, which I definitely found myself lost in the environment and just playing the game for more hours than I thought I was going to just on my first experience sitting down with it. So my overall experience was obviously fantastic. I would recommend this game to anyone and to everyone. You want to throw back to classic platformers, but souped up in some fun and have some fun twists, then this is the game for you. I would recommend that you play with a controller, however, if you're going to play on the PC rather than your keyboard. That was a little downfall for me, but once you plug in your controller, whether it's your Xbox controller or your PlayStation 3 controller or whatever, then the game will be perfectly enjoyable on your PC as well. So, what I have to say about this game, two big fantastic thumbs up, awesome, recommend it, can't recommend it more. Go buy this game now, it is something that you need to own. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.